Constraints on the Cosmic Expansion History from GWTC3, by the LIGO Scientific Collaboration et al. We use 47 gravitational wave sources from the 3rd LIGO Virgo Kagra Gravitational Wave Transient Catalog, GWTC3, to estimate the Hubble parameter HZ, including its current value, the Hubble constant H_0. Each gravitational wave, GW, signal provides the luminosity distance to the source, and we estimate the corresponding redshift using two methods, the redshifted masses and a galaxy catalog. Using the binary black hole, BBH, redshifted masses, we simultaneously infer the source mass distribution and HZ. The source mass distribution displays a peak around 34 m_, followed by a drop-off. Assuming this mass scale does not evolve with redshift results in AHZ measurement, yielding H_0 equals 68 × 13⁻⁷ km/s, s⁻¹, metrega-parsec⁻¹, 68% credible interval, when combined with the H_0 measurement from GW170817 and its electromagnetic counterpart. This represents an improvement of 13% with respect to the H_0 estimate from GWTC1. The second method associates each GW event with its probable host galaxy in the catalog GLADE+, statistically marginalizing over the redshifts of each event's potential hosts. Assuming a fixed BBH population, we estimate a value of H_0 equals 68 × 8⁻⁶ km/s, s⁻¹, metrega-parsec⁻¹ with the galaxy catalog method, an improvement of 41% with respect to our GWTC1 result and 20% with respect to recent H_0 studies using GWTC2 events. However, we show that this result is strongly impacted by assumptions about the BBH source mass distribution. The only event which is not strongly impacted by such assumptions, and is thus informative about H_0, is the well-localized event GW190814. This was Constraints on the Cosmic Expansion History from GWTC3, by the LIGO Scientific Collaboration et al.